Well, as we bring you coverage of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Leslie Smith. As we talk about animal care products, we're joined by Bruce Brinkmeyer. He's with Bayer Healthcare Animal Health Division. And Bruce, one thing that we talk a lot about a lot is a bovine respiratory disease, BRD. And what are some of the new things that, to help producers fight BRD?
Well, thanks, Leslie. One of the things that is fairly recent at Bayer is the claim for the control of BRD using Baytrol. Baytrol was really only reserved for animals that have been diagnosed with actually having bovine respiratory disease and used only as a treatment option. And with the new claim, animals that are in a high-risk category of getting BRD can now be kind of mass-treated or proactively treated, kind of a little bit ahead of the disease.
And with that, I'm assuming you still need to have that strong relationship with your veterinarian to help treat for BRD.
Absolutely. Baytrol is still a veterinarian prescription product. And again, it's really the veterinarian that has to determine that your animals are in a high-risk category and need to be treated as on a control basis with using Baytrol to help control BRD.
With Baytrol 100, what's the treatment process?
Baytrol 100 is administered as a injection. That's pretty standard, easy to figure out, and it's really not any different than most other injectable antibiotic products.
And what's its longevity in terms of treatment?
One of the unique features about Baytrol is that it acts very quickly in the animal system to quickly kill the organisms that are causing the disease issues. And so it's once the animal is cleared of all those things, then it's quickly to respond and recover on its own.
You know, in recent years with drought and things, have we seen more BRD and incidents of that across the Great Plains?
I don't know that the drought has really changed that a lot, Leslie, but it's still, BRD is usually a problem that shows up when people are putting cattle under stress. And whether there's certainly drought can be stressful, but I think more to the producers sometimes than the cattle themselves. So anytime you commingle animals or long-haul animals or put animals under extreme temperature changes, certainly you've opened the door for BRD to show up.
Also, looking at, I guess, forward to warmer weather, you also have some fly control products. What kind of products can help us control those pesky flies?
Leslie, flies are always a concern for everybody. They don't seem to ever quite go away. We've been working the last few years with a product called Raybon Oral Larvicide, and this year we've introduced an app that's available to be downloaded to a producer's rancher's phone, and very quickly calculate how much Raybon Oral Larvicide to incorporate into the animal's feed. I think getting it into the feed is the hardest part about using Raybon Oral Larvicide, because once you get it in the feed, it kind of takes its own course and, you know, treats the larva and the manure of the animal by themselves. So, but getting it in the feed at the right level has always been a confusing and complicated part of that process. And so we think the new app, the Raybon Calculator app, will make it very simple for producers to understand how heavy their animals are and how much of the feed that they're feeding them and the mixing rates, then the app quickly calculates that for them and makes it very easy to use.
With using that product, do you look at maybe multiple applications throughout the summer season?
Raybon Oral Larvicide works best if you continually feed it for the whole fly season. And really, for best results, you should start ahead of the flies showing up, because you want to start killing the larvae as soon as they want to start reproducing in the animal's manure. So people say, you know, for best results, you feed it really 30 days before you would expect flies to be a problem, and then continue feeding it through the first frost.
Well, we've been joined by Bruce Brinkmeyer. He's with Bayer Healthcare, as we bring you some of the latest products being available to cattle producers at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. I'm Leslie Smith.